This is KERA News. Earlier this year, KERA sponsored an essay contest for high school students across North Texas. The assignment: draw inspiration from a poem by Maya Angelou to talk about race relations in the U.S. 15-year-old Lauren Moore took the top prize. The Guyer High School sophomore chose the Maya Angelou poem Equality and wrote about her experience as a young Black woman. Here's an excerpt from her essay and a note. It includes some strong language.
I was 6 years old when I was called a nigger for the first time, my very first day of kindergarten. That same year, my teacher sent me to the office for answering a question too sassily. I was 7 years old when a girl stopped playing with me because her parents thought I was a bad influence. I was 11 years old when I was accused of plagiarism because my English teacher thought I wasn't articulate enough to write an A paper. All of this didn't faze me. It wasn't till I was 12 years old, when I saw Trayvon Martin on the news, that I could see that something was still wrong. The fair view of the world that I created began to vanish before my eyes. I went from naivety to reality, the stares, the whispers, the fear. I realized that to society I wasn't intelligent. I wasn't a human being. I was Black, and that was all I would ever be. I didn't fully comprehend how important it was to speak the truth until I was told to be quiet. I couldn't understand the magnitude of being a smart little Black girl in the South until I discovered the cage around me. However, instead of falling a hapless victim, I became inspired to carry the torch of those who came before me. I felt a sense of pride in my people. I smiled in the face of adversity. I refused to sink, and I refused to fall. Maya Angelou's words characterized African Americans in a positive spotlight, encouraging them to embrace the melanin in their skin. Black is beautiful. Black is powerful. African Americans deserve to feel a sense of pride when speaking of their culture. Nevertheless, this problem is still among us. We're not people to you, the rigid society content with conventional intolerance. We are just a distant neighborhood of shadows others are too afraid to explore. What is not fully comprehended is that we, the minority, are not the problem. Rather, we are the ones trying to mend race relations. Time keeps passing, but society's views remain the same. Black is evil. Black is corrupted. Black is poison. White is right. Equality isn't here yet. Therefore, I am stuck in these chains. We all are, until everyone sees what is truly happening, until everyone can understand. Like Maya Angelou constantly reiterates, equality and I will be free.